Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. Woohoo, it's Friday. I want to put on my book of shoes and dance until the weekend, but hold up, listen to me now. I got to work this weekend. So y'all cut a rug for me, okay, loves? Only one more weekend to work overtime, and then Saturday, January 25th, I'm going to go back in time and rock out with the 1985. That was a great year. Wink, wink. Time to put my ponytail to the side, slap a scrunchie on my wrist, and pop the collar on my blue jean jacket. I better get some electric blue eyeshadow and a hair crimper, because girls just want to have fun. Guess I better get to it. You know what else I should get to? The show. Now, let's get to it. Today was supposed to be a live show with some live music, but Life, the beautiful little minx that she is, had other plans. But that's okay. We roll with the punches, rub some dirt in it, walk it off, because there's no crying in baseball or podcasting. Well, at least not in today's episode. At least I don't think so. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen around here. But something cool that is happening around here in the 574 this weekend, the Sound Gypsies with Libby Gray Coltrides and Tim Moore and Scott Cavanis are going to be playing at the Midway Tavern and Dance Hall. Joe is starting the Saturday, as I said, at 7 p.m. with Tom and Scott starting things off. And at 8 o'clock, the Sound Gypsies and Libby will take the stage. There is a $5 cover charge. Don't forget to bring cash. Martha's is a cash-only establishment, so bring enough for the cover charge and for drinks and tips. If you would happen to forget, that's okay. There is an ATM inside of Martha's as well. I had never been to Martha's until a few years ago. Sean and I went with our good friends Meg and Steve. Hey, Meg and Steve, we love you. To hear Ben Levin and Lil Jimmy Reed. Man, what an amazing night. Ben is an up-and-coming jazz and blues artist, and y'all, that boy, he can tickle those ivories. Meg and Steve were already inside when we got there, so the place was, it was packed. So Sean let me off at the door and went to find a place to park. As I was walking up the sidewalk, there was this sweetest little man sitting outside having a smoke. And you guys, he was dressed to the nines. He had on a sequined gold jacket with black music notes on it, freshly pressed black slacks, possibly the shiniest pair of black shoes I have ever seen. I walked up to the door and he stood up and opened it for me and was like, "Hey, baby, how are you?" And I can't help it. I'm a sucker for a sweet little old man. We shared a few words while walking inside the building, and I was just thinking, like, how cute is he? All dressed up and ready to enjoy some rhythm and blues. And imagine my surprise when I saw that sweet little man come up to the stage and be introduced as Lil Jimmy Reed. Ben and Jimmy had me in a trance. They got all the snaps after their set. With such talented musicians such as Ben and Little Jimmy, it's easy to see how Martha's has been in business for over 100 years. Martha's was a nice place for musicians playing in Chicago to stop by for some refreshments and work on their music before making their way to the Windy City for their next show. The walls are covered in history. Old black and white photos of music from the past and beautifully worn floors from nights spent swaying to the special crooners that were up on the stage that evening. If you haven't been, you should absolutely check it out. It is such an iconic piece of Michiana history. Martha's Tavern did start from some pretty humble beginnings. Martha and her husband Cyril purchased the Midway from its original owner after Cyril stopped in one day and the owner was just complaining and saying he just wanted to get rid of the place. So Cyril told him that he was interested, but first he needed to call him and talk to Martha. So Cyril made his way home and had a conversation with Martha, and she told him if he wanted to give it a go, they could do it. When Martha and Cyril purchased the Midway, It only had dirt floors and pot-bellied stoves inside of it. Because it was during the time of Prohibition, the bar could not be ran as a bar. It was just ran as Midway Lunch. They served chicken for 25 cents and a near beer went for a nickel. What's a near beer? Well, thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. A near beer is a type of beer produced so as to have very low or no alcohol content. It was the O'Doul's of its time. Martha's also sold bootleg hooch. Some Martha made herself and some made on one of the nearby farms. Martha, you little devil, you. All the moonshine was kept in a garage out back. She would put a glass in her apron, her daughter Albertina says, and she would walk out back to the garage, fill it up, and bring it back into the bar. Now, Martha would have to be careful and check to make sure no strangers or police had come in before she would serve what had been ordered by the customer. Moonshine? Now you're speaking my language. Since Sean's moved back to the Michiana area, we get together with his cousins and have a cocktails with cousins nights. They're filled with cocktails, obviously, but also some delicious food and plenty of laughs. One night in particular came to mind when I was putting together today's episode. We were over at JT and Amy's house one Saturday night for cocktails, and we were outside sitting around a fire, just hanging out, and Mike and Jess, Sean's other cousins, had just came back from a trip from Jess's home state of Pennsylvania. Now, Mike and Jess are true moonshine connoisseurs, and they had brought back some apple pie moonshine to share with everyone. After everyone's cups were filled, still to this day, I'm questioning the pouring process. I feel like some of us got a little more than the others did, but it's okay. We powered through. Now, we were supposed to sip this moonshine. Sip, shoot, potato, potato. A few of us were brave and we just slammed it. Yeah. It was smooth and delicious, but oh my gosh, it was so sneaky. So we did a couple more rounds and the cousins came up with a future business endeavor. We all decided we should make moonshine. Sean's uncle is a farmer, so we have access to plenty of corn and we may know where to get some locally sourced water. So be on the lookout. I may be putting some of my hillbilly roots to good use. Speaking of, that makes me wonder if I had any shiners in the family. Well, if I didn't before, I definitely do now. Speaking of bootlegging and shining, from time to time, a famous Chicago bootlegger, Mr. Al Capone, would do business in Mishawaka. And when he would come to the Princess City, he always made a point to stop by the Midway with a dozen roses for Martha. At first, Albertina says her mother didn't know who her new customer was, but she did think that Capone was nice, friendly, good-looking, and considerate. It wasn't until years later that Martha learned about the killer inside of Capone. This was 1924, before Capone's reputation preceded him, and Martha was originally from the Netherlands, so she didn't know anything about Al Capone and his history. Martha always thought maybe he was just trying to scope the place out and see if he could sell her some bootleg hooch. But Martha said he never approached the subject with her. In 1930, the Midway was caught selling illegal booze and was shut down for 9 months. During that time, Martha and her family returned to Holland and spent some time regrouping before returning back home to get the business back up and running. In 1933, when Prohibition was being repealed, the building underwent some remodeling, adding a floor, stage, and booths in the dance hall in the back. And except for adding air conditioning and extending the stage, the dance hall has not had any changes since 1930. Sadly, Cyril did pass away in 1946, but Martha wasn't alone. Her daughters Albertina and Toni stepped in and helped Martha continue the dream that her and Cyril started in 1924. This is something I thought was really cool. In 1988, Martha was inducted into the Bartenders Hall of Fame, and her unique accomplishments were featured by People Magazine, the Chicago Tribune, and CNN. Martha passed away on July 19, 1990, at the young age of 91, after spending 66 years behind the Midway bar. Albertina says she keeps a video of Martha doing her chicken dance behind the bar. That's very sweet. It's just tucked away in a quiet residential neighborhood. The Midway Tavern is considered a hidden treasure and valued entertainment attraction for the city of Mishawaka and Michiana area. I mean, who would have thought little old Mishawaka would have mobsters, fried chicken, homemade hooch on the sly, and sweet crooning and spooning jazz? I mean, shut up and take my money. Before Prohibition was repealed, if you wanted to have a drink and take a dame for a spin around the dance floor, you had to look for a speakeasy. Thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, a speakeasy was an establishment or club that illegally sold alcoholic beverages. Speakeasies then are what pop-up restaurants are today. You never knew where they were going to be, and the only way you could find out was through the grapevine. This popped up on my Facebook feed, and I would love to check it out. It's a little place called Don's TV and Repair in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It looks like a retro TV repair store with old TVs displayed in the windows, but behind the door to the workshop lies a whole new world. You can eat in or carry out curbside at Don's, and their brunch has rave reviews. Don's boasts weekly repairs with a 99-cent burger and a 10-cent martini and boozy milkshakes. I may have to Charleston my way to Wisconsin and check it out. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend, my loves. And don't forget, stop by Martha's and support some local music. If you're a local artist or local band and want to be featured on the show, or if you'd like to recommend a local artist or local band, you can reach out through the show's Facebook page, Ridiculous Ramblings, or the show's website, www.ridiculousramblings.com. While you're there, you can leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl, hey. And also, if you weren't listening to Wednesday's episode, allow me to give you a little recap. If you do follow me on Facebook, you may already know, but in case you don't, allow me to share. Ridiculous Ramblings is now being featured on Rabbit in Red Radio. If you would like to check it out, it is rabbitinredradio.com. They will be airing the show's episodes on their channel on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. So definitely go over and check out the page. Show Mike and the guys some love. Hey, Mike, what's up, guys? They've got some really great programs over there, so definitely go and check it out. Any of my Bump and Uglies fans, they do have a podcast over there called This Is Ska. Definitely check it out. It's fantastic. Maybe Bump and Uglies could be featured on there. I mean, you never know. Might have to put a little bug in somebody's ear. All right, my loves. Well, until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.